Welcome to Perth. What are your first impressions?
It's a beautiful place. It's a lot bigger than I ever imagined. And it's just like America. I was telling Coach yesterday that it looks just like another city in America, so it'll be easy to adjust to.
Where's like your setup? Where are you staying at the moment?
Right now, I'm staying somewhere temporary until we find my apartment. But it's a nice place so far. Yeah.
So what? Have you had a chance to get and meet any of your teammates yet?
Yeah, I met everybody who's around today. We had weights, and then we just did a little shooting and stuff. So everybody seems to be cool and excited for me to be here, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, what do you intend to bring this year?
Just a lot of excitement, energy. I'm enthusiastic about being here. I want to show off some of my dunks and stuff like that, and I just want to get better and win.
And what drives you with basketball?
Just the competition. I love to compete. That's probably the thing I like to do the most, is wake up and compete. I compete at everything I do, so as long as it's a competition, I'm going to give them all.
And how did they sell you on the move to coming to Australia?
It's pretty easy to sell. I mean, get a chance to play in front of the Red Army every night, and the winning tradition that they have here. It's like you can't really, if you want to consider leaving home, then this is the type of place that'll be ideal for me, especially.
It's a big move. Is it just wanting to make a career as a pro basketballer that made you pick up your half around the world?
Yeah, definitely. I was wanted to start my pro career off somewhere where I'm going to be around good people and people that's going to help me develop my game, and as well as win. And that, you can't ask for any better place than this.
Where do you see fitting in here? Is he a 5 or a 4?
That's the beauty. I think we've kind of got positional backups to all of that. We've got Matty, who's a 5 and a 4. He's, I think we played a lot of 4 last year, and he showed he did that fantastically well. But over time, he's probably played a lot of 5 and made a name for himself. So I think the interchanging of that with having Gus and Jesse around, it's a good balance to have. I think, the strengths he has makes him able to be pretty versatile as well.
Is this one of the first seasons in a while you're kind of going without a locked-in starting five? Or are you pretty sure who you want to
be? There's probably some more time. We're only just putting these guys all together right now. Obviously, Trev's coming back today as well. So I think that whole process is still up in the air, there's no doubt. But, I don't think anyone's worried too much about the starting five, all that kind of part. I think it's about blending these guys together and seeing what works the most. But I think there's definitely probably room to move in that area, but it's not really a big issue. I think it's exciting.
Yeah, and what's the mood for the boys already? Do you get a sense they're
hungry
still?
Oh, very much so. Like I said when we first started pre-season like a month ago, they're hard workers, and it's about the what's going to drive them. But it's been awesome to watch them in this last 4 weeks. Now, these guys are in as the right frame of mind as much right now as they were, if not better, than last year. So I'm excited about that, because that's something you can talk about and whatever, but it's about the actions and the way they've gone about this first month and just preparing themselves and the discipline and just... Yeah, the hunger for it has been really exciting, to be honest.
Camille, is there more talk now over in the States about the level of the competition here? Like, it's a real option, the NBL?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's well-respected. You ask anyone around, this is one of the leagues that's well-respected as far as being competitive and stuff like that. So, yeah, I believe there's a lot of talk about it.
And who are the main people you lent on when you were making your decision?
My family, just my mom, my girlfriend, and just my coaches, and it was all good responses from everyone about the league, and we did a lot of research on it, and it was just an opportunity that not everyone has, so you have to take advantage of it.
Yeah, if you
can
describe yourself as a player, how
do
you do it?
Energetic, a competitor, and very passionate. That's probably my biggest strength on the court, is just my passion that I play with.
Do you feed off big crowds?
Yes, definitely. I love big crowds. That's why I do whatever I can to make sure that they stay involved, whether it's pumping them up or getting a big-time block or dunk, something like that. I like to keep the crowd involved.
Yeah, Is that because this club's got a reputation for really strong defence? You mentioned the blocks there. Is that something that you sort of pride yourself on?
Yeah, definitely. I pride myself on being able to guard different positions, being very versatile on the defensive end, and just being like a vocal leader on the defensive end. I think it all comes together.
And ultimately, what do you want to get out of this year?
I just want to develop my overall game on offensive and defensive end, become a lot more mature on being away from my family, and just bring another championship to the club this year in the city of Perth.
Jamil, it's a very prestigious club. Do you feel there's a bit of added pressure there coming to such a big club here in Australia?
I don't really feel that it's pressure because, I mean, this is the type of expectations that you want. Coming from a big-time college where they wanted, we were expected to do big things, and when we didn't, we heard about it. So it won't be that much different. This is the type of place that I would want to be in. It's different. It'll be different if the expectations weren't to win.
Jamil, thanks for your time.